I'm Niamh Barker in London. The top stories on Al Jazeera. We start with breaking news. Sri Lanka's disgraced former president has returned to the country less than 2 months after he fled during the nation's worst economic crisis in memory. Gotabaya Rajapaksa was blamed for pushing Sri Lanka to financial disaster as protesters across the country rallied against his rule. Manuel Fernandez is in Colombo for us. Manuel, this seems like an incredibly risky move, potentially, for the former president.
It does so, but at the end of the day, it just seems that Gotabaya Rajapaksa ran out of options. He did flee on that military plane to the Maldives, went on to Singapore from there, and then ended up in Thailand, all the while looking at his options of where he could go in terms of governments had to be willing and able to facilitate that stay of his, but he did find a lot of closed doors. And that's why we saw a few weeks ago SLPP members, that's his party, sitting down with President Ranil Wickremesinghe, his successor, to try and work out and get a security guarantee that he would be allowed to return and that the government would ensure his security. So I did speak to the Minister of Public Security, who confirmed his return. He said he has already moved into an official government-provided bungalow. That is his entitlement as a former head of state. There will be security, obviously, again, his entitlement as a former leader. But obviously, given the sort of level of threats and things like that, they would be assessed. But he did say it's very early stages, yet he might not be able at this stage to say, you know, is he getting to back to politics or whatever. He did say it's very early stages, but he did say he was relaxed at being able to return.
Manuel Fernandez in Colombo, many thanks.